You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. A Flint water researcher might have thrown a monkey wrench into prosecutors' case against the director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Nick Lyon is being prosecuted by the state on charges of involuntary manslaughter and misconduct. Another agency official is charged with obstruction of justice. A complaint by Virginia Tech professor Mark Edwards challenges the veracity of the research of another Flint water researcher. Here to help us sort out what's happening here is Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody. First, Steve, remind us who Mark Edwards is.
Mark Edwards is from Virginia Tech. He is an expert on water, and he was the first researcher to come forward with evidence that Flint had elevated levels of lead in its drinking water.
He's questioning the validity of research into the cause and scope of bacteria in Flint water that causes Legionnaire's disease. And then he filed a complaint with Michigan's Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. What's the complaint and who's it against?
Well, the complaint is lodged against Sean McElmurray. He's a professor from Wayne State University, and he's led a group of researchers from Wayne State, Michigan State, other institutions into the presence of Legionella bacteria in Flint. And in a Legionnaire's disease outbreak in 2014 and 2015 that killed at least a dozen people and sickened about another 80 more. And he's looked into this, and his team have come up with the research that has pointed the finger of blame for the outbreak for at least most of the cases to the switch to the Flint River. That's where the Legionella bacteria got into the system, they claim, and that's what the source of many of the illnesses came from. And he has been a leading, basically a key witness for the prosecution against state officials, state health department officials, basically suggesting they were dragging their feet on this investigation into Legionella, and that at one point he said they did not want to know about additional cases of Legionella.
What's Mark Edwards' complaint?
Mark Edwards has issues with some of the research, some of the techniques that the McElmurray group has been using as part of its research. And in his complaint that he filed this month with the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, he accuses McElmurray of adopting ideas that were not his for government grant money and grants that he also allegedly overstated his own work in Flint as part of that grant request. And one thing that Edwards says is that for him it's becoming more and more apparent that Dr. McElmurray seems to be in a habit of making false statements that benefit Dr. McElmurray's career. That was something that Edwards posted this week.
So the state of Michigan is investigating that complaint. What does this all mean to Attorney General Bill Schuette's special prosecutor's case?
Well, we do have in Dr. Edwards and Dr. McElmurray, two of the more prominent researchers who have been involved in looking into the Flint water crisis. And Dr. McElmurray is a key witness for the prosecution in the criminal proceedings into the water crisis. And Dr. Edwards has been a critic of Dr. McElmurray's work and has been earlier this week was on the stand as a defense witness criticizing that work in particular and saying that instead of pointing the finger at the officials from the Department of Health, that the real people responsible for this are the ones who worked in the Department of Environmental Quality.
That's Steve Carmody with Michigan Radio. Hey, thanks, Steve.
Oh, my pleasure.
Let's turn to Wayne State University law professor and former federal prosecutor Peter Henning. It sounds as though this complaint by Mark Edwards puts a big question mark in the Attorney General's case since it depends on Sean McElmurray's research. If you were prosecuting a case like this, what would be going through your mind right now?
Well, certainly I'd be concerned about whether this complaint has any basis. So step number one as a prosecutor is to get information from Dr. McElmurray to ensure that there's nothing out there that could undermine his credibility, because a lot in this case depends on his scientific findings. So as a prosecutor, I want to ensure that he can go up on the witness stand and not have his credibility undermined.
In that case, do you wait for the regulatory agency which is investigating this, or do you just do your own research?
I think the prosecutor has to do his or her own research. Whatever the regulatory agency decides could be important, but that could be months away. And, of course, this case is moving forward, and, indeed, there should be a decision soon from the court as to whether to bind over the defendants. So as a prosecutor, I have to take active steps to ensure that one of my key witnesses in his reports are unassailable.
If the agency finds some kind of misdeed after the trials are over, would that be an automatic reason for appeal?
Not necessarily. It certainly would be grounds for an appeal, but this case is really in many ways about the expert testimony. So it's going to depend on how the prosecutors present that, and is this going to be persuasive first to the judge in deciding to bind it over, and then if it goes to trial to the jury. So it could have an effect, although it wouldn't necessarily lead to the reversal of a conviction if, in fact, there is a conviction.
And final question is about personalities. I mean, the community of Flint has a lot of confidence in Mark Edwards. He's considered one of the heroes in getting the truth out about Flint water contamination. Is that important or something you'd weigh as a prosecutor in designing your strategy?
It's something I would at least take into consideration, but the focus now is what evidence can be presented in court, and do I as a prosecutor have a credible witness who is going to be subject to cross-examination, and that's expected in any trial that your witness is going to be examined and credibility attacked, but how strong an attack will there be? So I think the focus is much more narrow at the moment on can this witness, Dr. McElmurray, can he be an effective witness at trial?
Peter Henning is a law professor at Wayne State University. Thanks very much, sir.
Thank you.